You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. It's a bit rainy in Nashville, but looks like the sun might be coming out now, hopefully. Keeping my fingers crossed, because I know my dogs are going stir crazy. Don't know about yours. Anyway, welcome to Guided Whispers. And if there's anyone that wants a reading, I am here for you today. And while I'm waiting for someone to step in for a reading, I wanted to remind all of you that May 31st is the blue moon, two full moons in 1 month. How cool is that? So the moon is falling into the fiery, truth-seeking sign of Sagittarius. What does that mean for us? It means cosmic resets. It's time to release limiting beliefs. It's time to close old chapters and embrace a broader vision for your life. How cool can that be, right? Time to close old chapters and welcome the new chapter in. It could be emotional. You might feel very emotional this week. But the emotions help you to release energy. It helps you to release old baggage, mental exhaustion, and heavy emotions. The energy, the Sagittarius energy, has themes and highlights, and that would be themes of expansion, of wisdom, of personal freedom. And it's time for you to question your philosophies and also align your daily life with your higher purpose, meaning maybe it's time for you to jump on your journey, the journey that you want for yourself. And how can you do that? And how can you align yourself with your energy? Well, you can spend this week, and especially the 31st, which is Sunday, journaling, reflecting, introspecting, refining all of your intentions, maybe making a vision board, and letting go. Let go. Do a cord cutting ceremony. How cool is that? I love cord cutting ceremonies. And if anyone wants to know how to do a cord cutting ceremony, email me, reach out to me, and I'd be happy to send you a meditation or walk you through it. Okay? And with that, I'm going to say hello to Francesca in the Bronx, New York. How are you today, Francesca?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right. How are you?
I'm good. A little jealous that you're in the Bronx and I'm in Asheville, but I miss New York.
Oh, you do? All right.
I do.
Yeah, it has its good points and bad points.
That is true, as everywhere does, I guess. How can I help you today?
Yeah. No, I just wanted a reading concerning, a couple of issues that I'm dealing with, mostly my daughter.
Okay.
Well, one of my daughters. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Life in general.
Okay. Do you want to start with a question or do you want me to see what I see?
See what you see.
Okay.
Or can I do both?
Well, we have 10 minutes, so whichever you want is fine with me. Do you want to start?
All right.
It sounds like you're interested in your daughter. So do you want to start with that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay. And do you have a specific question about your daughter, or do you want me to see what I see?
I guess see what you see.
Okay. I'm just shuffling the cards right now. So, and just tuning in to you and your daughter. Would you understand that your daughter has been spending a lot of time alone lately?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I make sure I have the right energy. Would you understand that she's going through some sort of a healing phase? I'm not sure what happened, but I feel like I feel like the more time she spends alone right now, the more she's healing. She's trying to find the patience with herself and to heal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to say about your daughter, I feel like she's preparing herself to move forward. I'm not sure how old she is, but I'm getting like in her 20s. Does that make sense?
Yes. 23.
Okay. 23 is a difficult year for people too, I think. I don't know why. I just feel like 25 is a life-changing age. But I feel like she has all the tools she needs to move forward in her life. I don't know whether she's questioning who she is or where she's going, but I do feel like the partnership with herself is getting stronger. Okay. I'm not telling you not to worry, because we worry about our kids. It's normal, but I do feel like she's okay. And I feel like she's spending time alone, but while she's doing that, she's strengthening herself. She's strengthening almost her love for herself and the partnership with self. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, it does.
So I do feel like she's okay. I do feel like she's concerned about money. Does she want to be helping you with something? And is she hard on herself?
Well, I think she's hard on herself. My husband makes complaints about money all the time, that, you know, he's always broke and everything. And that's not the case. He's,
So she's worried. I don't know whether she wants to give back or whether she takes what he says seriously. I do feel like she's trying to figure out whether she wants to move out, whether she wants to get an apartment. But I do see celebration. So I want to say whatever she is going through her head, and it's a little difficult to get into her head because there's a lot going on. She overthinks
I'm sorry, I was going to say that she got diagnosed with psychosis and schizophrenic.
Okay, so that's why she's overthinking things. She's worrying about everything right now. But I do see celebration and balance. So whatever is she taking, she's taking medication, I'm assuming. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
No, she doesn't want, no, she's not. She stopped taking medication in October. So she's basically talking to herself, laughing to herself, just staying in bed all day.
So I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you medical advice. But what I'm getting, somehow, through all of this, I do feel like she is finding her balance. Would you understand? This is going to sound crazy, but you're sure that this is the diagnosis?
Well, she doesn't want to get a brain scan done, so I have no idea. Like, I feel like maybe she might have something else, but she doesn't want to speak to a therapist anymore. She just wants to stay in bed all day, and I have no idea what to do with her.
Okay, so I do feel like I do see a celebration, and I do feel like there's balance going to be found, but I'm not a doctor, and I can't give you any medical advice about this. I do feel like I feel like there's something else going on, and I feel like she does need to talk to someone. I feel like you're going to need to find the right person for her to talk to. I don't feel like it's anything to. I'm not saying not to worry. We worry about our kids. But I feel like she has to find the right doctor in order to get well, because she's 23. She has her whole life ahead of her.
She started at 21. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting she is overthinking this, and she's worried about how much it's going to cost and how much everything is going to cost. So I feel like you need to assure her that everything is okay with finances, and that this is why we have health insurance or medical benefits or whatever you have. So I do feel like you need to, I don't want to say force her, because you can't push her, but I feel like you need to try to work with her to find a doctor that's going to help her. But she needs to feel comfortable with this doctor. You need to feel comfortable. She needs to feel comfortable. So while she may not be researching doctors or anything right now, you can maybe research for her and work as a team to get her to go somewhere, to see somebody. You're not pushing her out of your house. You're not pushing her away. But you're working as a team to help her. Okay. I do feel like this is important. You don't want her to have to spend the entire summer in bed. It's summertime. So I do feel like you're going to need to work as a team. I do see, again, I see celebration. I see her coming out of this. But she needs mom to help her. And is there a sister also that she's close to?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason,
sometimes the sister has no patience.
Okay. I do feel like the sister can also help a lot if she has patience. So I just feel like she needs the support of mom and sister the most. Also, I don't know why I'm hearing grandma.
And father.
Right. I know. I understand grandma. Father. I understand father, but for some reason, I'm getting the females need to help her. Dad gives his love to his daughter in a different way. You know, like the dads just are awesome people, but I am just getting the females have to band together right now. She needs you and her sister. And I'm also getting grandmother. I'm not sure why, but I'm just getting they need to band together to help her. Unfortunately, we only have about 10 seconds left. So I want to wish you the best. And I'm sending love.
Thank you.
To all of you. And I hope I helped a little bit.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. And I hope everyone else has a great rest of your Tuesday.